Greetings and salutations. It is your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Saturday morning, and I just woke up. But, oh, the sounds of living in the city. Anyway, I am headed downstairs to get something to drink. But I was thinking yesterday, I really wanted to do an audio, and I didn't have time. I watched a recent episode of SVU, which is like Special Victims Unit, and it's a TV show that's been running for, I don't know, like a decade. Anyway, I really like it. It was a really good episode. It was having to do with a lipstick party. Young kids, high school, and basically they, you know, a lipstick party is, it's sexual in nature, and, you know, drugs and alcohol were involved, and one thing that scared me was that, I'm cheating, I'm not having tea this morning, I am having pop, soda. I'm having Mountain Dew. Anyway, what scared me was that these high schoolers were taking pictures of themselves. The girls, you know, once you get the alcohol in your system, we all know how, you know, it lowers your it doesn't promote self-confidence, but, you know, alcohol alters your mind, basically. It gives you confidence, and your inhibitions, you would do stuff you normally wouldn't do when you were sober. And they were taking pictures, and basically what happened was somebody uploaded them to the internet. Well, first they started, you know, where they passed them around the school, and then they circulated them on the internet. One kid uploaded to Reddit, and some other ones ended up on porn sites. And I was thinking, thank God I don't have little kids anymore, that I would have to teach them a whole new set of rules. I mean, when I was growing up, it was, you know, the golden rule, and not to drink and smoke, and you respect your elders, and you know, don't get into fights. And but then again, I was raised old school because I was raised by my grandparents and my father, and I have a set, I think, of a different upbringing from most females, I think. But anyway, that aside, how SVU, they were going to charge the boy and, you know, all the other kids for having child porn. And that these pictures, one thing that they said is, you know, as adults, we know you put it out there on the internet and you can't get it back. Even though you delete it, it's still out there. And there's no way of knowing how many people have downloaded pictures, or, you know, because there's always somebody smarter than you are. There, especially when it comes to technology. I will say that because I have no idea, you know, a lot of stuff, just general information. And it scared me to think how, you know, we have to make young people aware of these new laws, new rules. Don't upload it, because one of the characters in the show also said to one of the parents, do you want, when they grow up, do you want them to, you know, find these pictures, or their job to find these photos? And I was thinking, wow, you know, because kids don't think that far ahead. You know, they think for the moment, But they don't think, you know, 20 years down the road or 40 years down the road, not to say that, you know, technology is going to, but who knows? It's scary to think about. Then the other thing was, it also tied into, they were all at a party and they were doing this little kissing game with a card. And one of the kids was never vaccinated for, you know, measles and all these other things. And there was a group of mothers that had never immunized their kids. And, you know, it's law here that you can't start kindergarten until you're immunized and you've gone to the dentist and blah, blah, blah. And I can understand that. I don't take the flu shot. It's a personal preference. I don't want it. The influenza, and my doctor promotes it every year. You know, you, once you get over 50, you should probably consider taking this because, you know, the health medical, consequences for, you know, not taking it. Your body isn't as strong as it once was when it was younger, you know, and especially more so if your immune system is compromised. Anyway, these kids contracted measles and they ended up closing down the school. And I'm thinking the word hippy dippy, I go get out of my head. How, you know, they just thought that, you know, it causes all these other things, autism and, you know, death. And instead of immunizing, they decided, no, we're not going to do it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how selfish. I understand, yes, that you want to do it all natural. I understand. But then you have to consider, you know, everybody else. And I was thinking, bottom line to the kids is the horror stories, you know, where they're out in the camp and they're making out. And that's when the killer comes and kills them. The subliminal messages is when you're having premarital sex or you're fooling around doing stuff that society says is a no-no, something bad happens to you. And I'm thinking, yeah, they were having like at a house party and they were drinking and they were fooling around. And then they contract measles that could possibly, you know, kill them. And how did, and I'm trying to think, did I teach my kids, you know, not to do this? And then I was like, how many times did my children do this? And I was totally unaware that they were doing this. And then I was trying to think, I'm pretty sure I had my kids' time accounted for. My husband worked. He would go in at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, get done at, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, so that he would be home in time for the kids to be home. And I would work, you know, till 6 or 7 in the evening. And we did what we had to do as long as the kids, you know, were somewhat supervised. There were times, yes, that they were home, you know, during the summer at 8 years old and 10 years old, by themselves. And I trusted them. Thankfully I had a job that I could appear at any time, you know, transportation. I could just, and I did, we both did. We, you know, there's giant public transportation vehicles sitting out front in a residential neighborhood, which is kind of funny to make sure that, you know, they're okay. Plus we had a big 6-foot privacy fence in the backyard and, they weren't allowed to have company and we got the dogs and I was just thinking, I hope I taught them, you know, enough that they needed to know. And I just, even I, one thing that I would stress, you know, is the drinking and the drugs, and you don't know where you're getting them from and don't trust anybody with your drink. And I just say, God, I'm glad I don't have little kids anymore. I think it would just terrify me with all this stuff that they have to be aware of. So those are my thoughts on Saturday morning. Thanks for listening. Later, people.